Good morning. Today I have three letters to read to you. The first letter is from the prophet Isaiah. Let's get started. He says, "Dear people, you look so great and you sound so great, waving your hands, stomping your feet, making a spectacle of yourselves, claiming you do it in service to and worship of the Creator. Well, if you would stop waving your arms and stomping your feet and trying to be the center of attention, if you would stop doing that and instead make sure that your neighbor has heat or food or whatever they need, and make sure that you treat others the way you would like to be treated, then I think the Creator would be pleased with your service and your worship. Love always, Isaiah." The next letter comes from the disciple Matthew. "Dear people, you've come a long way, but thank goodness Jesus was here to jump in and show us how to do it, how to live, how to serve, how to worship. Let's go over a few of the basics. Jesus called us to be the salt of the earth. Salt is a flavor that brings out the true flavor of the food that it's sprinkled on by enhancing it, not overpowering it. And then Jesus also called us to be light, a light in the darkness. Not neon or flashing lights, just steady, consistent, warm, comforting, loving light. With love, Matthew." The third letter that I'd like to read to you today comes from somebody who's actually on the earth today. She is a missionary in the Ukraine, and her name is Nita, N-I-T-A. Here's her letter. "Yesterday was a very hard day. We have promised 800 packages of food to the people in this small town for the very poorest refugees there. They have over 5,000. Yesterday, we took 350 packages of food and distributed to almost 300 people. We got there at about 9:30 and there was a huge crowd who had been in line for a long time already. Needless to say, it was cold and damp and not much warmer inside the building. Before everything started, they asked me to speak a few encouraging words to the crowd. After that, my staff and I began going up to individuals and small groups of people and just quietly talking to them and listening to them. We gave a lot of hugs, and eventually things started to change and we saw some smiles. Almost every person I talked to had lost everything and fled to what they hoped would be a safer place. Relatives were separated. Some were taken to Russia. Some escaped and eventually went to Europe. It was like a flood of sadness and grief being poured out. In March, we will go again. Please pray for us to be the shining lights of hope they so desperately need. Our chaplains took several vans to more areas that are currently under fire. They also took generators, in addition to all the food and other supplies. This generator will be able to provide electricity so that they can cook on a few stoves that they do have. Please pray for us. In Christ's service, Nita." I just want to say that Nita's letter calls on what Isaiah and Matthew teach us. She is the salt and the light. She is worshiping. She is serving. And she is doing it authentically. She's doing it the way Jesus asked us to. Let's pray that we can do that. That we can be humble servants and humble in our worship. Dear Lord, thank you so much for all the provision. Thank you for people like Isaiah and Matthew and Nita that we can learn from. Help us to do our best to walk in their footsteps. Amen.